May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When I first started walking with the Lord, one of the first scriptures I remember reading over and over again, because back in that day, one of the little tracts that you'd use to lead people to Christ was called the Romans Road to Heaven. And it was all verses from Romans. And then the Four Spiritual Law Booklet became the thing to do. But one of the verses is from Romans 6:23, and it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." And that's a great scripture. The problem is there, as in most of the time, eternal life isn't that phrase, that those words don't mean when you get born again. Eternal life, when Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly," he's talking about eternal life. Every single human being lives forever, whether they're saved or lost. They're going to live forever somewhere. So eternal life can't just mean you're going to live forever. Or that mean that people in hell have eternal life. That's used in Scripture. Eternal life is the quality of life as it is in heaven. It's heavenly life. It's heaven coming down, invading a human being, and restoring to them the quality of life that was lost in Adam's fall. It's life and life more abundant in light of the reality of heaven, heaven's supernatural life. And it's the supernatural life of righteousness and holiness. Holiness isn't an issue about being boring or a lot of ideas to understand holiness. It's just being, the word holiness means being set apart to manifest God-likeness or Christ-likeness. It's a quality of life that's overcoming sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Life and life more abundantly. Life as it's lived in heaven. We walk that out every day in our lives. If you find yourself in a very difficult circumstance, when you sin, the wage is death. You have emotional death, there's the guilt, there's the shame, there's the frustration, it gives birth to other nonsense, right? But when you're walking in righteousness, there's just a peace that you walk in. There's a lot of stuff that comes with it. There's a harvest of good stuff that comes with righteousness. But it's interesting that he says there, he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Emotional, spiritual death, in other words, all the junk, the darkness that you experience when you're in sin, is a wage. It's something that you earn because you get it by self-effort. But righteousness can't be earned. It's a gift. It says in 2 Corinthians, in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, well, let me read it to you, because I can't remember it after all these years. "For if by the transgressions of the one," talking about Adam's sin, "death reigned through the one," spiritual death, "much more, those who receive the gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, will reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus." Not reign in heaven, but reign in life. "For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus." Let me read this little verse. This is real familiar too for everybody. 2 Corinthians 5:21. "He made him," Jesus, "who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Not Chuck's righteousness or Bill's righteousness, not the righteousness of self-effort, not the righteousness that you can earn, but that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, there's no sin, there's no temptation that's bigger than God's righteousness. It may be bigger than your self-righteousness and your self-effort to be religious and spiritual and holy, but the righteousness of God is massive and more powerful than any temptation, any sin. You can't overcome darkness by yelling at darkness, praying against darkness, contending against darkness, calling the prayer chain about darkness. The only way to get rid of darkness is by turning on light. Light dispels darkness. The only way to overcome sin is the righteousness of God. Again, not self-righteousness. And it's a gift. It's the righteousness of a person. It's a gift. And we'll talk about this more some this week, but this really does have a lot to do with Advent, because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And the gift of God is eternal life. And eternal life is the very life that Jesus Christ himself lives through us, which is the life of supernatural righteousness and all the cool harvest and fruit of that life that he lives through us. So I'm going to that verse again. And again, if you get to come more this week, we'll do this more. Romans 5:17. For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned. I've known what that's like. I've known what that's like as a Christian. I've known what that's like for a few minutes, for a few hours, to let it go on for a few days, with attitudes and stuff, sin reigning. For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more. Now hear the language here. This is the way the grammar is. Those who are continually receiving the abundance of grace and are continually receiving the gift of righteousness are reigning in life. Death isn't reigning. You're reigning in life through a person, the one Christ Jesus. What that verse in 2 Corinthians 5 says, that when you became a Christian, you received the full gift of the righteousness of God in the person of Jesus. Because you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, you possess in that relationship the righteousness of God, the potential and the power for victory over sin. But that verse in Romans 5 seems to say we have to keep receiving it. That word receive is best translated take. Just keep taking it. You got it. Just keep taking it. My spiritual father used to say, faith is very simple. Everything that you'll ever need to live the Christian life, you've got in the person of Jesus. Because you're in Christ, you have the righteousness of God. And every temptation, you know, overcome temptation by praying against it, contending against it, calling your friend to help you to pray for against it. That's trying to earn a wage. The only way to overcome sin is righteousness. The righteousness of God is supernatural. It's a gift. Holiness and righteousness is a gift. It's a gift that you receive the moment you became a Christian. It's not something that you earn, you work for, you fight for. It's something that you believe from. You've already got it. But you just have to take it by faith. Major Thomas used to say, just one step at a time. Faith is very simple. Faith acknowledges. Faith doesn't hope that something is. Faith doesn't believe that something can be. Faith trusts that something already is. So step by step, you're going, you're taking and saying, thank you. You take and say, thank you. Because you already got it. Take and say, thank you. It's already yours. Take and say, thank you. It's already yours. You don't have to believe that he can or pray that he will. You just take and say, thank you, trusting that he is. It can't be that simple. We've got to be more spiritual and dynamic than that, right? Certainly, it's got to be something that we can work for, earn, pat ourselves on the back for, write a book about how we got there, all the steps were at Calvary. It's all in the finished work of Christ. But when people tell you it's not a process, that's a deception. The process is taking what you got, not getting what you don't have, but step by step, living by faith. Taking. And it's a person. Righteousness is a person. Holiness is a person. Therefore, victory over temptation is a person. Jesus. It's a good news to know that every time you get tempted, you can just stop and say, thank you for your righteousness, Jesus. It's mine. Well, we'll read some more about it tomorrow. I'll keep going. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.